you're kind of picked up to a lot of the range that the 2-4 machine would.
Well, I'm going to jump out of here. My wife just told me I better get off the radio. She's going to beat me with one of them.
Sorry, I missed it. Did you say you're going?
Yeah, the wife wants me off the radios and in bed, so I better get out of here.
Okay. Listen, it was nice talking to you. I hope that we get a chance to talk again real soon. You know, even in the next month or so.
Yeah, I think that's going to be arranged. Let's see, maybe I'll get on the rooster net at 6 o'clock before I go in.
Literally, yeah, that's good. Anyway, hope everything goes right. I'll be praying for you. I know things will be okay. You're in good hands. And I'll catch you later, all right? I don't know. If I'm up at that time in the morning, I'll give you a call. If not, just text me when you're back out, if you feel like it. Let me know you made it home, all right?
All right. Yeah, I'll text you what repeater I'm on to prove that I'm on the radio.
But you really want that sandwich. Oh, cool. Okay. Very good. I'll catch up with you then. I better do the Thursday also. And then the 2K.
All right. Like I said, I think surgery is going to be around 7:30, 8 o'clock. So I should be home by 2. So I'll meet up with you then. And hope everything goes well with you, with the heat. And I'll talk to you later.
The metal fitters, they got the guy going up on the roof. They've got the... they've got a lot of stuff covered. They're going to be doing a lot of stuff. All right. 73 from NZ2K, and I'll listen out for a while. Take it easy.
Should have had everything all set up and ready to go and slipped the guy $50 to put a chimney mount up there while he was there.
Do that. $50 from the mount you set up. Never have to go up on the roof.
Spoken by a true operator. All right, take care, enjoy. I'll talk to you. KB2NLA.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about the roof itself. All right, Chris, I got to run. NZ2K, have a good one. I'll be listening here.
All right, KB2NLA. We will be clear. Hey, Rocky, I know you're probably home listening. I'll talk to you later in the day. Have a good one.
In other words, he's telling you that Paul's going to come. Nice. Nice, nice sandwich. I'm going to win the bet. 73, Chris. All serious. Easy. Sorry you got to go through all this crap again, but it'll be worth it. This is 2K. Peter tonight? Case 2, YJV, call.
82, BOR, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rocky. How's it going?
We got a truck apart here. Bad fuel pump. Gotta wait for parts to come. How's the pooch?
Don't know. Gotta pick him up this morning. The doctor ended up... The first surgery he explained to us when we were there horrified me. The whole ride home, I almost got lost. I was thinking about it so much. But he ended up doing a different surgery because he consulted with another surgeon and ended up doing both elbows.
Oh, my God. Is the dog going to be able to walk?
Yeah, that was my first question. He said, yeah. He said he'll be in a little discomfort for a couple of days. He has to wear the cone of shame for 2 weeks. I'll get more instructions when I pick him up this morning. Or when the doctor's going to call me this morning and let me know what time to pick him up.
Why has he got to wear that cone? To keep his mouth away from where they did the surgery?
Yeah, he doesn't want him licking or chewing on the spot and, you know, breaking the sutures.
He'll be in a little discomfort for a while. I don't know how you're going to feed him. I guess you could take the cone off to feed him, because I don't think he'll worry about touching his legs while he's eating.
I believe that's how you do it. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of cones. I saw one last night. We went to get him some things for when he comes home. And there's what they call a soft, comfortable cone, rather than the traditional hard plastic ones. So I'm going to try to figure out what's a good option for him and get it. I've got the cage set up in my room, in our room, and when my wife goes off to work, she's going to have to corral him into the cage. That should be fun. Although I've got this weekend to get him used to going in there. And he's got one of his favorite blankets in it. We'll say it's a pretty good sized cage, so, you know, he'll be comfortable in there. He won't be happy, but he'll be comfortable.
He'll get over it pretty quick. I think once he's going to be... I'll tell you, when you get him home today, he's probably going to do a lot of sleeping.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Well, originally the doctor's telling me for 2 months we can't let him run or jump. I'm thinking, 2 months? He's a puppy. That's all he wants to do is run and jump. But that was with the original surgery. I don't know if it's going to be that restrictive with this one. The original surgery, he was only doing one elbow, and he was basically breaking it, cutting out a piece, and then realigning it so that it lined up with the with some other bone. I have no idea. My head started to reel when he was talking about it. I couldn't imagine him doing that. But this one, he did some shaving of the bones, so I don't think anything was broken. So I don't think he's going to be as restrictive as originally thought.
10-1-0-U, KD2-BOR. What time you don't know what time you have to go out there yet, or you got an idea?
No idea. I don't know if it's going to be in the morning. They want to check him in the morning, so I don't know what time the doctor will get there. But he wants to check on him in the morning. He had staff that stayed there all night long checking on him. He did like 3 or 4. He had a dog that was hit by a car. He was working on that. Then the woman that's paying for this brought in 2 dogs, hers and another rescue, and then Oliver. So he had 4 pretty major surgeries. We left Oliver there around 3 o'clock, and he called us about 10 o'clock last night to let us know how it went.
Yeah, let me guess. You didn't sleep too well till the phone call came through.
Rocky, I slept like a baby. First of all, my wife and I went out to dinner just to grab a bite to eat because we were starving. We didn't want to eat in front of the dog because he hadn't eaten. And nothing keeps me from sleeping. I was worried about him, but I was also exhausted. And we also had a glass of wine because it was a hell of a day yesterday.
That's good. At least the both of you got out and talked a little bit and tried to take your mind off of it. I imagine you were probably just talking about the dog anyway.
Yeah, for the most part we were. I'll pick him up today and car than my wife. And hopefully there'll be somebody there to help me. I don't know who the hell is going to help me when I get home. I think getting out of the car is a little bit easier for him. But I'll try to figure out something. Maybe I'll get a pillow or something that he can step down onto when he gets out. But thank God, not next week, but the week after I have off. So, you know, I'll be able to spend that second week with him, you know, all the time. I just have to run to, Washington to get my son one day.
Well, you're very lucky that he did the surgery yesterday, because with the long weekend that you were having here, so that worked out.
Yeah, it did. It worked out good. So I guess Brian's getting that PYT.
Said he bit the bullet and ordered it yesterday.
This thing's still dropping out.
I didn't hear you come back, so I keyed it real quick, and when I keyed it, it came back up.
Yeah, am I noisy into it?
Maybe a little white noise in the back, but that's not you. You sound into it a lot better than B.O.B. did on the net yesterday. He's real noisy into it.
Yeah, let me know if that cleared it up. I just put on the amplifier. Yeah, I know. I'm surprised. Yeah, Bob's very noisy into it. Where is he? He's on Long Island somewhere?
Yes, I think he's actually closer. When I looked it up on QRZ, he's actually closer than Steve is to the repeater.
Wow, he must have a pretty poor antenna set up over there, unless he's just using an indoor antenna, because Steve's in the machine pretty good.
Oh, before I forget, your belts are sitting here. They came yesterday after I left Debbie's. And Bob uses an indoor antenna for the repeater work.
Yeah, got that right, yeah. N1LU, I wonder why.
I don't know. He's got HF wires outside. I don't know why he's got an indoor antenna. I have no clue. N1LU, KD2BOR.
Okay, yes, stand by 1 second. I think I'm having a keying issue with the microphone.
You're kidding.
No, I was leaning back, so I think it's with the coupler. I think if I lean back too far and I pull on it, it doesn't, all the pins don't line up.
Yeah, I looked at that. I've got couplers on mine, and it looked like the pins that were inside of it were standing up a little bit more than yours was.
Yeah, I'm not real keen on this coupler, but I'm going to have to bring the coupler now closer to me so that I can lean back. That's the whole idea of this thing, so that I'm comfortable when I'm transmitting. Anyway, I was wondering why Bob doesn't use an outside antenna. I never hear him on other than the net.
I don't know. Never thought to ask him that, but maybe that's why. I don't think Bob does too much, you know, 2 meter stuff. I think he's more of an HF guy.
Yeah, but you would think if you're going to run a net, you'd have a good antenna for it.
Yeah, I would think so, but whatever. I don't know what his situation is there, if he owns the place, or, I don't know, he lives in a development, I think.
Oh, really? Well, that might be part of the issue, but, you know, if he's got wire antennas outside, I don't know why he couldn't hide a, you know, some sort of a 2 meter antenna. At least so he could run the net efficiently. But whatever. I got more important concerns than how Bob sounds into the repeater, but he does. I heard it the other day when I was going home. I heard everybody signing. That's when I talked to, the hell's his name? Paul, AC2T. And I'll come by Monday for those belts.
KD2BOR, did you hear about Alan? Bob mentioned it. KC2ZUM, I think it is. He's having a little bout with either colon or prostate.
No, I do not think I heard that. I actually talked to Alan, not last week, I think, but the week before on my way home. I just happened to put out my call on a repeater that I don't normally use, and Alan was there.
Yeah, I thought I heard Bob mention it on one of the nets. I don't know if it was this week, earlier in the week, or last Thursday, but I did hear something about it.
No, that's too bad. Geez, I'll tell you, that stuff gets everybody one way or another. I often worry about it. Every year that I get older and haven't been diagnosed with it, I'm grateful.
Charlie, let me say 73. I just had a customer walk in. Good luck tonight, and let me know what's going on. 82, be aware.
All right, take care, Rock. N1 LU, clear.
NZ2K.